This is a love story. In 1916, during the First World War, two young Americans met by chance on a mysterious and now forgotten estate near Chicago. At first, they seemed to have little in common. She was Elizabeth Smith, a Quaker schoolteacher who found joy in poetry. He was William Friedman, a Jewish plant biologist from a poor family. But they fell for each other. Within a year, they were married. They went on to change history together in ways that still mark our lives today. They taught themselves to be spies of a new and vital kind. What they learned to do, better than anyone in the world, was reveal the written secrets of others. They were code breakers, people who solve secret messages without knowing the key, puzzle solvers. In a time when there were only a handful of experienced codebreakers in the entire country, the two lovers became a sort of family codebreaking bureau, a husband and wife duo unlike any that existed before or has since. Computers didn't exist, so they used pencil, paper, and their brains. Over the course of 30 years, while raising two children, Elizabeth and William Friedman unscrambled thousands of messages spanning two world wars, prying loose secrets about smuggling networks, gangsters, organized crime, foreign armies, and fascism. They also invented new techniques that transformed the science of secret writing, known as cryptology. Today, the insights of this one couple lurk at the base of everything from huge government agencies to the smallest fluctuations of our online lives. And the Friedmans did it all despite having little to no training in mathematics. The basic unit of their life was not the equation, but the word. At heart, they were people who loved words. Words kneaded and pulled and torn. Words flipped and arranged in grids and squares and strips and in lines marching down the pale sheet of scratch paper. In the decades since the Second World War, the husband, William Friedman, has become a revered figure to intelligence historians. He is called the world's greatest cryptologist by the eminent chronicler of secret writing David Kahn. Single-handedly, Kahn writes, he made his country preeminent in his field. William Friedman is also widely considered to be the father of the National Security Agency, the part of the U.S. government that intercepts foreign communications and sifts them for information, signals intelligence. He wrote the definitive textbooks that trained generations of NSA analysts who are still working today. In 1975, the agency named its main auditorium after William Friedman, at its headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland. And a bronze bust of William's head still stands guard there, above a plaque that reads, Cryptologic Pioneer and Inventor, Founder of the Science of Modern American Cryptology. Today, Elizabeth isn't nearly as famous, despite her talent and contributions. Early on, she worked side by side with William and collaborated on several of their groundbreaking scientific papers. She was considered by some of their friends to be the more brilliant of the pair. She ultimately carved out a spectacular career of her own, and by 1945, the government considered both Friedmans to be pioneers of their field. A then-secret document said of Elizabeth, "She and her husband are among the founders of American military cryptanalysis." Cryptanalysis is another word for code-breaking. And a federal prosecutor told the FBI that Mrs. Friedman and her husband are recognized as the leading authorities in the country. Yet in the canonical books about 20th century code breaking, Elizabeth is treated as the dutiful, slightly colorful wife of a great man, a digression from the main narrative, if not a footnote. Her victories are all but forgotten. I started reading about the Friedmans in 2014 after Edward Snowden shocked the world by revealing that the NSA was gathering the phone records of millions of ordinary Americans. Curious to know more about Elizabeth, I found a brief bio on the website of a Virginia library, along with a set of pictures. There she was, a petite woman in a white dress, standing on a patch of grass almost 100 years ago, skin porcelain, head cocked at the photographer, smiling and squinting slightly in what must have been a blinding sun.